Kirkland Lake. With ongoing flooding in the community, Kirkland Lake staff are going above and beyond. At a special Kirkland Lake Council meeting on April 25, members praised staff for their efforts since the flooding started earlier this month. At least two staff members' basements flooded while they were out trying to help residents, said Cown. Rick Owen. I know there's been some negative comments on social media, as there always will be, but what I saw in this community made me really proud to be a Kirkland Laker, he said. Owen said he saw neighbors helping friends and strangers helping strangers. And I saw town staff, from senior management, down to the people that are in the ditches and in the creeks working there, I'm going to say it, maybe not parliamentary, but working their butts off to help their neighbors and to help the town, he said. Cown. Casey Owen said staff across all departments have gone above and beyond their call of duty, despite some even being criticized for how the town has handled the situation. Having to make the choice between the town and my house, it would have been a very hard decision. And I know some staff had to do it, said Owens, whose home was also impacted. Mayor Stacy White shared similar sentiments to the councilors. I don't think people appreciate the level of devotion our staff has to this community. I know it's questioned from time to time, but seeing it firsthand, there is no question where our staff's loyalties lie, and it is to the community time and time again, in sacrifice of their own lives, she said. Kirkland Lake shines under pressure. The town has been under a state of emergency since April 12, when creeks overflowed and overloaded the town's sanitary system. The sewer infrastructure is operating normally again. The Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, MMAH, visited Kirkland Lake on April 25 to assess the damage and to determine whether the Municipal Disaster Recovery Assistance, MDRA, and the Disaster Recovery Assistance for Ontarians, DRAO, programs will be initiated. C. State of Emergency still in place in Kirkland Lake. Related. Here's how Kirkland Lake's rallying after flooding. At least 140 homes were affected and 12 residents were displaced after Hydro One disconnected power for health and safety reasons. On April 15, the town called an emergency council meeting to approve waiving its landfill tipping fees for hazardous waste stemming from the crisis.